What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. We're a little bit late today, thanks to some financial, I'm trying to say something else.
God damn.
Some technical difficulties today, everybody. Our cloud broadcasting software apparently
was dicked up.
Had some kind of an STD.
Maybe it had measles.
And wasn't working, so it just now kicked back in. Not our fault.
Deep State! Jade Helm 15!
Thanks for hanging in. Thanks to those that sent us Twitters and messages and emails and messenger pigeons.
Yes.
And all that stuff. We appreciate you guys letting us know that we weren't working.
Right, right. Thank you for giving a fuck.
Those listening to the podcast version don't give amoeba shit about any of this.
That's right, Pat.
So let's just move on. However you're listening to us, it may be on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or your favorite application or at crabdiving.com. We appreciate your time and thanks for joining us. You can join us on social media during the show live or anytime, actually.
Oh, yes.
At Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Yes.
And let's see what's going on in the world now that we're a little bit late.
Yeah.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I just want to say congratulations to Florida. Good job, Florida. They passed a measure allowing teachers to be armed when they're teaching.
Oh, I had a different Florida story.
Teachers be armed.
I thought you were, I was like, I've got that in my spreadsheet. I was just going to open it.
There's another Florida story?
I've got another Florida legislature story.
What the fuck?
That, now I'm waiting for everything to open, but I just remembered it. The story is that they passed a law that for 5 years, nobody in Florida can ban plastic straws. God damn it. I want my freedom and my plastic straw.
What? That is nothing but a fuck you. That is a fuck you to
a giant fuck you
to the planet. Didn't Maine just outlaw styrofoam?
Yeah, they did. I don't know, maybe.
And you know, God damn it. Why can't we have nice things here? We got straws and fuck tons of guns.
Manda kalaboho masiki lomokora masa.
We also have that.
One of the reasons we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
Is people believe assholes like that.
No shit.
I can't find my Florida story now, but that's what it was. Trust me. It was that the Florida legislature has passed a very important bill. That says no cities can ban or counties can ban plastic straws.
I mean,
here in Florida,
because people are trying
important shit, you know,
people are trying. I read an article that we're going to choke to death on plastic at some point.
Oh, yeah,
because it doesn't biodegrade. It doesn't go anywhere. It just stays here on the fucking earth. So it's just people like banning straws. They're just trying. They're trying something.
Well, that's the only information I have. The bill passed by the Florida Senate is now headed to Governor Ron DeSantis, or excuse me, Ron DeRacist.
God.
Desk would prevent cities like Fort Lauderdale and Miami Beach from banning plastic straws.
What the fuck? I mean, God damn it.
That's freedom.
They care about straws and guns in this state. They're doing more to protect straws.
And meth.
Yes. They're doing more to protect straws than kids at school.
Well, yes.
Jeez.
Well, they think they're protecting kids at school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Think about all the teachers you had growing up. Now they have guns.
Oh, Jesus. let's see what's going on in the news.
Yay.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
That's Cole of Florida, Dateline, May the 2nd, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, me.
Joe Rogan, metaphysically, is a Christmas hog.
It's Christmas hog.
Yes.
I saw this right before we got on the air. No more. Stephen Moore has withdrawn himself from consideration
for
the Federal Reserve Board.
Shit.
President Trump's plan. He never officially nominated him.
Yes.
He was just tickling the outside a little
Ooh.
Bit. He was going to name him to the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. I saw another interview with Stephen Moore the other day where he was like, you know, it's not like he's making me the chairman or anything.
But dude,
I mean, that's literally what he said. It's not like he's making me the chairman. I'm just going to be on the board.
That's kind of telling of how he would treat that job, right?
I guess, yeah.
It doesn't sound like the guy was planning on working that hard.
Trump tweeted, well, a double Twitter.
Double twat.
With a few dots in the middle.
Ooh.
Tweeted, Stephen Moore, a great pro-growth economist and a truly fine person, has decided to withdraw from the Fed process. Steve won the battle of ideas, including tax cuts, ..
Five.
New tweet. Four dots.
Okay, so a total of nine dots.
And deregulation, which yes. have produced non-inflationary prosperity for all Americans. That's a lie. I've asked Steve to work with me toward future economic growth in our country. Whatever.
God.
Whatever.
Why does that make sense, Trump? You just got a guy that you couldn't get approved to be on the board for the Fed.
Another one.
Yeah, but why would you want him helping you with the economy?
This was,
you know,
this guy and Herman Cain were his were his choices.
So when someone says, "Who do you want to run the Fed?" This guy says, "This
well,
fucking board, Stephen
yeah.
Moore." Well, yeah, and Herman Cain, really, yeah, fucking really,
yeah. This is great. The announcement came only hours after Stephen Moore told Bloomberg News he was all in. Despite mounting pushback from GOP lawmakers.
Ooh.
Said he would only withdraw his name from consideration if Trump wanted to. And a couple of hours later, apparently Trump wanted him to.
Oh, shit. What a mess that White House is, man. Like, nobody knows what anybody's fucking doing.
It says, earlier this week, two Republican senators went on the record saying that they were not real confident that Moore would be confirmed.
Is that why they didn't, they just dropped it because he knew he wouldn't make it? They're just fuck it.
Somebody probably told Trump, look, we got four who are bailing now, so he's not going to pass.
It's amazing. I mean, he must be shitty. The Republicans aren't going to vote for him. Wow.
I mean, Joni Ernst was the first one in the Senate. She said she was very unlikely to support his nomination. And then she read it on several of her cabal.
Yes.
The Republicans that they were privately expressing concerns also.
They're concerned that lunatics are running our government. And I don't know, America's just going to burst into a big ball of flames.
Economists have on both sides have criticized Moore as a partisan pick with a record of promoting conservative fiscal policy, but lacking any economic expertise.
Wow. Lacking any economic expertise. What does that mean? What are they saying there?
He's a moron.
He doesn't know anything about the economy.
And then typically, I think we mentioned this the last time we talked about him. He's most known for, it says here, regularly flubbing comments about the economy in media appearances and for overseeing a disastrous 2012 tax cut experiment in Kansas.
Oh, yes.
That led to state revenues falling $700 million overnight.
The last thing I was in charge of, I caused a state to lose $700 million. Shall I run the Fed for you, please? $700 million.
It didn't hurt the rich people, though, because those were tax breaks.
Oh, so, yes, that's right.
You know, not everybody was not doing well.
Yay.
He also has had to explain repeated past racist and sexist comments. Because Republican and
yeah, he's
Trump,
a creep.
Of course.
Right.
I mean, including a joke that Barack Obama lived in public housing. Meaning that, when he was in the White House.
Yes. Yes. I get that. And that's insane.
Several remarks about women shouldn't be involved in sports and that women being out in the workplace was destroying the family and women shouldn't make the same amount as men because it entices them out into the workforce and kills all the masculinity out there.
You know, when you name off all that other shit, I wouldn't give a shit if this guy was an expert on the Fed, knew everything about it. I wouldn't fucking care because what you just... Oh, that's crazy. Didn't he say that if a woman's going to officiate a basketball game, she should wear something tight-fitting or something along those lines? Like they should dress hot or something?
If it was a broadcaster, if he's got to listen to somebody with a vagina commentate on men's sports, then at least put her in something, you know, revealing.
Steven, have you heard of the Me Too movement? Have you heard of that at all, dickhead? I'm just wondering. God damn.
Trump also had to make a similar announcement last week about Herman Cain. One of his other potential nominees for the two vacant Federal Reserve Board seats.
Look at it like this, Trump. Herman Cain didn't make it. Stephen Moore didn't make it. So that means you didn't have to fire them. When some weird shit went down, when some fucked up scandal went down, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Chuck Schumer said, first Cain, now Moore, thank goodness, neither were actually nominated, Chuck Schumer said in a statement. He said, the only thing less funny than some of Mr. Moore's tasteless, offensive, sexist jokes, in quotes.
Yes.
Stephen Moore was like, I was just joking about all those women things.
But that's what they always say. A Republican says something racist, sexist, homophobic, generally shitty. I'm just joking. And shame on you for not getting my joke.
The only thing less funny than some of Moore's tasteless, offensive, sexist jokes was the idea that President Trump would even consider him for a seat on the Federal Reserve. That's Chuck Schumer.
Yes. Good God.
So that's the headline over at the Huffington Post that Stephen Moore.
Didn't Stephen Moore say that he was excited to learn the Fed? Like he was excited to, what are you laughing at over there? What's so funny?
Another headline trending over at the HuffPo.
Yes.
Cardi B says her fat ass was what fans saw in photos, not her vulva.
Okay, I'm gonna click on that article. I'm reading that. Send me that. That's interesting to me.
This interests me.
It was my fat ass and not my vulva. Okay, that's what she said.
Yeah.
What incident is this stemming from?
Well, I don't. Probably an Instagram picture or something.
Yeah,
I didn't click on it.
So
I
people look closed. At this. Yeah, they look at this picture and they're like, "Ah, oh, look at her vulva." No, that's my fat ass.
It is Instagram.
Yes.
Speculation about a photo showing her and her husband kissing on the red carpet. One of the photos went viral, and some thought, as one fan wrote, that she showed her kitty.
Can I ask, listen, I'm not a physiology guy or anything like that, but you're looking at it right now. How do you get a vulva mixed up with, say, a fat ass? How does that work?
And then she,
are you looking at the picture right now?
Hold on a second. No, her response.
Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers going around showing this fucking picture. Now y'all photoshopping it even more. Like, oh, Cardi pussy. First of all, that ain't my pussy. My pussy right here. This is where I birthed my daughter from.
Ugh.
This right here, the part that shows, you know, when I go like this, that's just my ass. You know when you got a fat ass?
She's wearing like a bikini or something, and she is filming herself. She's got her leg up. She's like, there you go, everybody. Google Cardi B says her fat ass, and you'll get to see that video.
Where
too.
Is she filming that?
Somewhere in a probably look like a hotel room or a green room or
good God,
or something like that.
That's not my vulva,
Cardi B. Everyone,
wow. Well,
from the BMAs.
That's a physiology lesson right there.
Right.
This is the ass
and science.
Not the vulva. Oh, yeah.
This is where I birthed my daughter from. over at the Drudge Report.
Yay.
The headline, not Cardi B's hoo-ha.
Yes.
But it says Nancy Pelosi, Barr committed a crime.
Oh, shit. Wow. Hey, I'm sorry. One more thought about Cardi B. Here's my prediction.
Yes.
Here's my prediction. Her daughter is going to grow up to be the most the most successful stand-up comedy in the history of fucking Jeebus. That's my prediction.
Possibly.
Because goddamn. Okay. I'm sorry. Talking about Bob Mueller or? The news.
The House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused Attorney General William Barr of committing a crime by lying to Congress about Mueller's report and Mueller's issues with how Barr characterized his findings.
God damn. I mean, Bill, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify, I mean, did you hear yourself on that? Did you hear yourself the other day? I mean, God, I'd be embarrassed, dude. Ugh.
Speaker Pelosi was talking to reporters.
Yes.
She said, what is deadly serious about it is the Attorney General of the United States of America is not telling the truth to the Congress of the United States. That's a crime.
And we're talking about something important. We need to know what Vladimir Putin is doing to our country.
She said he lied to Congress. If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law. One of the reporters asked her if I called him Bloaty Toady.
Bloaty Toady?
asked whether Barr should go to jail. The speaker responded, there is a process involved here.
Oh, shit. That's an interesting answer.
Justice Department spokesperson squealed, this is a baseless attack on the Attorney General. It's reckless, it's irresponsible, and it's false.
You know, I keep seeing all these Bill Barr pictures popping up on Facebook and social media.
Ooh,
and
sorry,
well,
that's not good.
For some reason, people are putting orange coloring on his lips. Around
that,
his
that
lips.
Was, that was what? That was me.
Okay. Now, why would you do that?
It was a childish representation of Bill Barr sucking the orange off of Donald Trump.
His dick, right?
Well, you know, I didn't.
So you're
you can
trying.
Interpret it as you will. My art is open to interpretation.
I just want to be clear. So we're saying that Billy Barr is serving the interests of the president and not us, America.
That is what I was implying.
Okay, I get that. I just want to be clear.
And symbolizes man's inhumanity to man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Boy, I can't think of anything more inhumane than to have to suck the orange off Donald Trump's mushroom.
I spent possibly 37 to 38 seconds
doing the orange.
Opening that in Photoshop. And just going around his lips and then saving it.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Pelosi's comments appeared to reference the answers that Barr gave during testimony last month. We talked about that yesterday when Charlie Crist of Florida, former governor here in Florida.
Oh, yes.
Said reports have emerged and apparently profound sweater.
Oh, that's right. Is he the guy that had the fan that Rick Scott objected to? Rick Scott didn't want to let that guy have a fucking fan for his crotch, right?
On the debates one night, Rick Scott said, "I'm not coming out as long as Charlie Crist has that little fan blowing up at his balls."
Well,
and I don't get one.
Rick Scott's still in government, and I believe he won that election.
Or actually, he could have gotten one. He just wanted Charlie Crist to sweat.
Yeah.
And be uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Charlie Crist, a couple of weeks ago, when Barr was testifying in front of Congress, he said, reports have emerged recently, General, that members of the... Oh, General?
Yes.
I hate when they call him General.
General, like, instead of Attorney General?
They say, yes, General.
Oh, that's weird.
It's really weird. That members of the special counsel's team are frustrated at some level with the limited information included in your March 24th letter. Do you know what they're referencing with that? And Barr said, no, I don't. I suspect that they probably wanted more put out, but in my view, I was not interested in putting out summaries. That was,
but
by that time, April 9th, we've learned, I think there were two Mueller letters.
Yes.
Mueller sent the first letter. And then Barr was like, bah! And then Mueller said, no, that's not what I'm fucking talking about. I'm not talking about the media. I'm talking about you.
Oh, yeah. So he got two angry letters.
I believe so.
Did he get two snitty letters from Bob Mueller?
It was a little snitty.
God damn, dude.
That's what Barr referred to the letter as yesterday.
I'm
sorry. But in a brief moment of honesty, the dude, when asked about when he talked to Mueller and everything.
Yes.
After he got the letter, he said, well, yeah, I called him up and I said, Bob, this is a quote. What's with the letter? You could have picked up a phone. Cause Barr knows fucking well that when somebody like Mueller
writes a letter
on paper, that's for history. One of the lawyers on telly, who's been a U.S. attorney, said, Mueller planted a bomb that went off 2 days ago.
And the bomb is a letter?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because eventually it was going to get out.
But like, I was thinking about this. If I was Bob Mueller and I heard that fucking summary, I would lose my mind. I would be like, I just spent all
he
the...
did.
Oh my God.
He did. And so did the people that worked for him. They're like, this 2 years of our fucking lives, we wrote these summaries off, and this moron puts it, this Trump whore puts it out there and says, well, you know, no collusion, no obstruction.
What do you think?
We're done.
What do you think Bob Mueller said when he heard Bill Barr reading that summary?
Probably a bad word.
Yeah. Something like motherfucker
and bullshit.
Oh yeah. God.
Democrats want Mueller to testify publicly and have questioned why the Justice Department decided not to charge the president with obstruction.
Ooh, yes. Don't you want him to testify?
Oh, he has to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting, though, that, during Barr's testimony yesterday, he was balking at McGahn testifying.
Yeah.
Like, he was asked, will you allow... Because Mueller's still an employee. He's still working on shit. He still works for Barr. So
right.
They were like, will you allow Mr. Mueller testify, and he was like, I have no problem with Bob testifying. I have no problem.
What? But
then when they asked the same question about McGahn, that's when he said that little Freudian slip. That,
yes.
That we caught. Nobody else talked about it yesterday. How he said, we're not asserting
executive
privilege.
He's the DOJ. He's not the White
House,
right? You're
not we. Yeah. You're not we.
Well, why would he think he would have the power to keep Don McGahn from testifying or have any business?
That's what people are saying. Also, that Don McGahn is a private citizen now, and that
he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
And then they're also, it's just beyond ridiculous because McGahn gave 30 plus hours of testimony already. You can't then say, well, we're retroactively now
executive privilege.
Going to name it executive privilege. That's not how it fucking works.
But what I don't understand, why would Barr be okay with Mueller testifying and not McGahn?
I don't know.
That's an excellent question. That to me is strange.
Very odd.
You know?
It's all very bizarre.
Because who redacted it? The Justice Department?
Barr
redacted the Mueller report.
Yes.
So then Robert Mueller just comes and he testifies to Congress and they ask him what's in the report and he tells them what would be the point of the redactions then?
Well, he's not going to tell them.
Yeah.
They want to know why he didn't charge. Because Barr is saying the reason he didn't charge obstruction wasn't only because of the statute. Yet everything in the Mueller report says the only reason we're not charging this motherfucker is because I can't.
He's president. That's why, right?
Yeah. And then the creepiest, most bizarre bullshit. This is when Leahy, I think, was questioning him. And Leahy almost had the vapors. just looked at him like he couldn't believe he said it when Barr basically said, well, he can't commit obstruction. The president cannot commit obstruction if he believes himself to be innocent, if he then fires the people investigating him. Because he goes, in this case, it appears he was falsely accused. So anything he did would not be obstruction. How the fuck do you know if he's falsely accused if you don't investigate him?
Yes, right.
He can stop the investigation into him because he feels he's falsely accused. Okay, well, we're done. Thanks, Don. Oh, Don, sorry. Sorry, Don. You said you're falsely accused. We believe you.
But you know, I thought...
What the fuck?
Didn't we discuss on the show that how, let's say he's not guilty of... let's say that the Justice Department is investigating something.
Yes.
And their investigation doesn't come to fruition, but Trump still tries to obstruct the investigation. Isn't that still illegal?
Yeah, there can be no crime having been committed. Well, yet if he tries to prevent the investigation into even a non-crime, that's obstruction of justice. It doesn't matter if there was a crime committed. That's another point these moron conservatives make. If there was no collusion, how could he obstruct?
The mouth-breathing deplorables will be, he really didn't do anything wrong anyway. Democrats are insanely corrupt. Hillary's emails. That's it. Yeah. Vince Foster. God.
So that's the headline at the Drudge Report is that Nancy, I call her Nancy. my nickname is Nancy.
Right. Well, that's her name.
For her.
Right.
That she said that William Barr committed a crime.
So then what? I mean, well, surely they have to impeach him.
Well, she said there's a process for this.
Boy, that's ominous.
There's a process.
Hey, Bill, if you're listening to this podcast, I mean, tweet us at Crab Diving. Are you sorry you took this job?
I mean, they're threatening to hold him in contempt
if he doesn't testify.
Well, and a lot of folks are saying, Well, who the fuck cares at this point? Because what is he going to say? We know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
We just got everything from the Senate.
But but if he's in contempt and he's not playing by the rules, they should
throw the book
fucking in. Go get him, you know, because.
But the last time that the Congress held the Attorney General in contempt of Congress, it didn't go well for Congress.
Nixon?
They lost in court. Holder was held.
Oh, Eric Holder.
In contempt because he wouldn't come in and testify about Fast and Furious because
he thought it was stupid.
Yes.
Damn.
Told him to fuck off.
Think about it. Bill
he won.
Oh, wow.
Eric Holder won the court case.
He won the court case because somebody decided the investigation was bullshit.
I don't know. I just know that I don't know what the reasoning was. I just know that he did win the court case and was not held in contempt.
That takes balls because imagine you're subpoenaed, you're called to court and you say, no, this is stupid. I don't want any part of it. Go suck my dick.
But this is That's all that seems to be the playbook.
Oh, yeah.
Send everything into the courts and drag it out to the election so that there's no way any conclusions are going to be reached or anything before the election or any impeachment hearings are going to start before the election. They're just trying to drag out the clock.
So Trump thinks he's going to get away with this.
Why wouldn't he?
And I would say whatever he's doing, because we don't know everything that's going on.
Why wouldn't he think that?
I don't know.
His whole life.
Right.
He's gotten away with everything.
And technically, he's getting away with it now. Yeah. The man is not impeached. Nobody's arresting him.
Now, there was Neil Katyal, former U.S. attorney, big poobah attorney.
Okay.
In some capacity.
Poobah.
Maybe it had something to do with the FBI. I'll look him up in a second. But he wrote an op-ed for New York Times, maybe.
Yes.
And he was acting Solicitor General of the United States.
No shit.
Under Obama.
Okay.
He was principal deputy Solicitor General at Justice. So he was
right.
A poobah.
Important.
So he wrote an op-ed basically saying, hey, don't fret, don't despair, everybody. Everything's working just the way it's supposed to.
Right now?
Well, yeah. He said he would be more worried if Barr had not shown up to the Senate yesterday. But we've got Barr now
yeah.
on record. He had to get his ass in there.
Right.
And make a fool of himself and lie even more and get hammered by Mazie Hirono, et cetera, et cetera. And Neil Katyal says he thinks everything's working like it's supposed to. It's slow.
Right.
But he's not worried right now about the state of the democracy. He thinks
holy
these guys,
shit, dude.
He thinks it's too late. These guys are fucked. When he said the Mueller report, even the unredacted parts or the part that we have, the redacted one.
Yes.
Is enough that.
Well, good.
That should sink.
So what? So, do we stop the show? Are we done?
Well, we can do.
Goodbye. You
know, we can do stories about Florida, man.
Guinea pig
stories.
Yes.
There's still Republicans and still Jesus freaks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this Sky God shit isn't going anywhere. And by the way, it's, what is it today? A National Prayer Day or some bullshit?
Oh, and Melania inspirationally opened the National Prayer Day breakfast with a prayer.
Okay, do we have that?
No, I saw it.
Dear Jesus, be best.
She didn't say Jesus.
Okay.
I think they're careful to not. They can say Lord, which
right.
irritates me, or God.
Yes.
And Father, I think she may have said.
Oh, God, how creepy.
But you can't. They usually avoid saying, they won't say Jesus because that's an obvious endorsement of a specific religion.
Oh, I see. So I could go there with my Wiccan garb on or with my Satanist garb on and be just fine.
To the prayer breakfast?
Yes.
I would think maybe not, but that would be spectacular. I wish Lucian Greaves of the Satanic Temple would show up.
Hell
say,
yeah,
hey,
baby.
We want to pray too. We want to sit here at the breakfast with all these fake Christians.
Oh yeah. Hey,
and it was a rogues gallery at the
was it?
Of all these Trump pastors.
Was Cy there?
Cy
from
Ten Burgundy?
No. The guy from Duck Dynasty. What's his name? It's not Cy.
Oh, Uncle Cy.
Uncle Cy.
But he's not. It's
he's not the head guy.
No. Uncle Cy was the comic relief.
Who's the guy that gave the speech at the National Prayer Breakfast where he talked about cutting
Phil
someone's
Robertson.
Dick off and shoving it in their mouth? Do I remember that correctly?
Phil Robertson.
Hey, Phil, if you're going to give a speech at a breakfast where people are eating, I'm going to make a suggestion. Don't talk about cutting off someone's dick and shoving it in someone's mouth. It's, I don't want to eat an omelet.
Now listen to that. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when about 15 or 16, they'll pick it up.
Is this his part in Game of Thrones?
Marry those girls when they're 15, 16.
Oh, God, these religious kooks are fucking creepy. Why is it always something with underage kids? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Not adults. Having sex with non-adults is something these sky god worshippers are into, right?
Because they use that as a cover to be able to fuck underage
yes,
children.
Right.
They use their sincerely held religious beliefs.
Wait, I got a sister wife. Fuck you.
But God forbid the Rastafarians want to smoke weed.
Oh, yeah. God.
That's not a real religion. You don't get smoke weed.
It's real enough. It's real enough. Your religion is like a fucking rib popped out of Adam and made a woman. And then later on in the book, somebody built a big ass fucking boat and put dinosaurs
yes,
on.
Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it.
Yes.
Those were the headlines, by the way.
Okay.
Everybody, there is other shit going on.
Plenty of
other shit.
Why weren't we were not invited to this National Prayer Breakfast? We have covered this extensively.
Probably wouldn't have gone.
On our show.
Yes.
We should have been there. We should have been offered press passes or something.
How are we getting to D.C.?
You know,
are we teleporting
airplanes? We'll get an airplane.
You're gonna get in an airplane?
I will. You know,
with measles and everything.
Oh fuck no, no.
With a creepy Scientologist ocean liner being quarantined right now, and another story about an entire theater full of people who went to see Marvel's Endgame.
Oh God!
Over the weekend, and
what state?
California. Apparently, one of the people in the theater had the measles, so everybody in that movie theater now has to worry.
I mean, should I cancel my trivia show tonight? I have trivia comedy I'm doing tonight. I mean, I'm going to be in a room with a bunch of fucking people. I don't know if they've been exposed to any anti-vaxxer wackos. But it's not even that, right? It could be somebody that picked up the measles that are inoculated like we are. We're just carrying it. We don't fucking know. I mean, it's...
this is inspiration.
God.
Yeah.
It's just this measles thing. It's just fucked up.
Meanwhile, over at American Atheists, and one of their lawyers there, Andrew Seidel, said, which I agree, the National Day of Prayer is illegal.
Yeah.
It's government sponsoring of religion. It may not be a specific religion, but it's sponsoring religion.
Religion.
There a National Day of Atheism?
It should be every day.
Where's our national day of worshiping Satan?
Dude, there's never going to be a national day for atheism. Do you realize that atheism until not too long ago we're more hated than child molesters. Right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean,
well, no, I think it's risen a little bit.
No, really?
Yeah, no pun intended.
Oh, thank you, everyone. Thank you. God.
We will fight with all our strength and everything that we have in our bodies to defeat anti-Semitism, to end the attacks on the Jewish people, and to conquer all forms of persecution, intolerance, and hate.
And hate. What is he doing with everything in his body? How is he fighting with everything in his body? Like what, his gallbladder?
He, oh.
I'm using my small Lord. Intestines to fight anti-Semitism, just so we're clear.
This is the opening. It's a Christian band.
Is this the prayer breakfast?
Yeah, National Day of Prayer service at the White House. He called for prayers for Venezuela, addressed recent attacks against places of worship, told the gathered audience that he got through the witch hunts, thinking about God.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. That spiteful motherfucker isn't thinking about a higher power. He's not spiritual.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
He's thinking about God. Jeez. Why didn't we ever report that?
I was thinking about God.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. What is this dude doing at the National Prayer Breakfast anyway?
Lie.
Because he's wet. Trump's a big prayer guy. Big prayer guy.
He's totally. Loves it.
And just today, we finalized new protections of conscience rights for physicians, pharmacists, nurses, teachers, students, and faith-based charities.
That means we want them to be able to discriminate.
Oh, yes. So if
you're a doctor and you don't want to serve a gay person, you can do that and say, no, I'm not going to treat you because you're a dirty, filthy homosexual.
I mean, we have been through this. This is separate but equal shit, right?
Right. Yep.
You can't have separate but equal.
They've been wanting to do that for a long time, right, Mike?
Fuck you.
They've been wanting to do that for a long time. Happened today. Together, we are building a culture that cherishes the dignity and worth of human life. Every child, born and unborn, is a sacred gift from God.
Even Eric. Even your son, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
He says,
it's a gift from God. People applaud. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
He says thank you like he's David Lee Roth at a Van Halen concert. Well, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm mumbling.
Thank you.
It's a gift from God, by the way. If we start digging around, no one will ever find any evidence of Donald Trump paying for an abortion.
Oh, well, I can't wait for that to come out.
Yes.
So that's what's going on there. Trump and this ridiculous National Day of Prayer bullshit.
When he says right, Mike, is he talking to Mike Pence?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mike Pence wearing pleats today, pleated pants.
Is he really? Oh, he's trying to.
Tent going, yeah.
If I was Mike Pence, I'd be like, hey, Trump, every time you mention God, you don't have to say right, Mike. You don't have to confer to me.
President Trump announced a new rule allowing health providers, insurers, and employers to refuse to provide or pay for services such as abortion, sterilization. So if you want to get your tubes tied or you want to get a vasectomy, a doctor can say, no, you should be populating the earth with white children.
But that's bullshit. What if that's your doctor?
It violates their religious or moral beliefs.
It's really crazy. This country, I mean...
Well, I'm sure it's going to get It's going to get challenged. It's a 440-page rule. I'm sure Trump read a lot of it. Spelling out specific services that individuals and entities could refrain from providing.
Wow.
Or paying for based on beliefs. It emphasizes parents' rights to refuse several types of care for their children.
Does this include vaccinations?
Conservative groups are delighted by what they call the conscience protections for healthcare workers and others, but LGBTQ and women's groups are warning that the rule will reduce services and potentially harm patients if providers refuse to deliver certain types of care or refuse to treat gay and transgender people.
I mean, what if somebody rolls into an ER and the only surgeon on call, I don't know, won't work on somebody because they're trans or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, would that happen?
A senior fellow at the Catholic Association said, no healthcare worker should ever be forced to choose between their practice or their faith.
Hey, fuck you, dumbass. Just fuck you. Oh, I have to choose between practicing medicine and Lord of the Rings. Because guess what? That's equal to the Bible, dickhead.
Meanwhile, he lied about the Johnson Amendment. He lied. I heard that part live.
Yeah.
Before I had to turn it off because I couldn't listen to him anymore.
Yeah.
The he said to them, your Johnson Amendment, now you can say what you want whenever you want. I told you I would take care of that, and I did. Only Congress can deauthorize.
So he didn't take care of it.
It's nothing has happened to the Johnson Amendment. He's lying.
He just said some shit.
Lying.
Wow. God. You know what I don't understand about this? These doctors that want to refuse certain services because of their belief in what the fuck ever in the sky. How do you go through that long process studying medicine, learning how to be a fucking doctor, interning, the whole bit, and you're still able to hold on to...
Well, there's a lot of religion.
But your faith in such a way that you will consider your faith before what you've learned in medical school. How does that happen?
Republican parents send you to medical school?
I mean,
you're a conservative asshole before you go into medical school.
You spend all that time there.
Well, you're going into medical school to make money, not to help people.
Yeah, you're right. No, the Hippocratic Oath. That's to help people. What?
You think they care about an oath to a Greek, some Greek dude?
Well, you know,
that's satanic. I thought I've heard that before, where there are Christians who get upset about having to take the Hippocratic oath.
Oh yeah, I don't know,
because they don't. We don't pray to any false gods.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't pledge anything.
Oh God, it's so fucking stupid.
On Thursday, yesterday, Trump said the Johnson Amendment, which prevents churches from endorsing political candidates, has been effectively eliminated, although it would take an act of Congress to officially strike it.
So he didn't do anything.
He lied.
Yeah. He bullshitted.
He also said the last part of the rule regarding health care.
Yes.
Explicitly mentions abortion, sterilization, and assisted suicide.
Okay.
And advanced directives as issues.
Advanced directives meaning like a DNR or, you know.
Do not resuscitate.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, don't hook me up to shit. Just apparently, let me die.
Apparently.
So if I'm going through this horrible process, let's say I have a horrible fucking illness and I get towards the end and I'm dying and I just want to fucking die. If my doctor thinks that, oh, it's against his bullshit religious beliefs to not let me die.
You get to suffer, yeah.
Can I get a new doctor?
Terry Schiavo, remember that whole thing?
Oh, yes, I do. But that was the state, right? Was that the state?
That was the state. Rick Scott fighting, using Jesus as an excuse.
I mean, when somebody is hooked up to shit in the hospital and they're
for years, and years,
let them die.
And years, yeah.
Let them die
with no brain activity.
I mean, you know, you got to wonder what a person's capacity to suffer through health and illness and bullshit. Who knows what that is? We should all have that option if you want it, right?
It also includes language that supporters and opponents alike said would ratchet up parents' rights to dictate whether their children receive several types of care, diminishing the role of government in guaranteeing children's well-being. Oh, well, that's great.
What? What does that mean?
The rule says children cannot be made to undergo suicide assessment or early treatment if their parents hold religious or moral objections to such services.
Ha, my religion doesn't have a problem with you killing yourself?
In any state that allows parents to exercise religious objections to childhood vaccines...
Oh, you motherfuckers!
...or testing newborns for hearing loss, doctors must heed those parents' wishes.
What are you reading from?
The Washington Post.
Which is what's in that agreement or whatever the fuck he signed.
This is 400-page rule that they put out today.
So within those 400 pages, it says in there that if you have some fucked up religious belief that says you can't have vaccinations, the state has to honor that.
I don't know how. I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, he can't just do something like that and override state law and stuff like that. So I don't.
I hope
this might be a specific DHS kind of deal.
Yeah. You know, hey, you religious kooks that are anti-vaxxers, can't you just look past that? Like so many other things you do with your fucking faith. Can't you just ignore the anti-vaxxer part? I mean, they ignore other things, but then they fixate on one thing.
Mary Alice Carter, executive director of Equity Forward, a reproductive rights group, said the new rule gives a broad exemption to people to not provide care for kids. If you are a 6-year-old or a 4-year-old, you can't say, I want to have immunity to measles. If your healthcare provider can no longer protect the patient and the patient is a child, we are creating a dangerous precedent.
Yeah. God.
And the rule broadly defines key terms in the law, such as discrimination, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, the vaccination thing, I mean, we need people to get their vaccinations. We need that for our society so we all don't die and shit.
The rule expands the powers of the Civil Rights Office.
Oh.
Requiring healthcare entities to maintain records and report and cooperate with OCR requests. Well, that's not.
What's OCR?
That's anti.
OCR.
The Office of Civil Rights.
Okay.
Healthcare providers, though, expressed worry. On page 80, for instance, HHS appears to allow for the possibility that ambulance drivers or EMT personnel could refuse care in certain situations. It appears that a paramedic could refuse to drive a woman having an emergency, such as an ectopic pregnancy, because they object to the treatment she will receive at the hospital.
Because they're going to have to terminate the pregnancy?
Yes. Because it's a tubal.
So what do they do? Leave her there?
Kill her.
Leave her wherever she is?
Well, you know, we'll call somebody else who's not a baby killer.
We got to get these religious fucknuts under control, man. I mean, you know,
it's gone too far.
I would love it if you religious nuts could keep your shit out of my backyard, but you can't. You're fucking with vaccinations.
Under Obama, HHS replaced a rule passed during George Bush's W's administration that was interpreted as allowing medical workers to opt out. But that was George's. Obama's narrower version left in place longstanding federal protections for workers who object to performing abortions. And it kept the ability for workers to file complaints or something like that. So,
wow.
They're still trying.
So is this, this is not a positive?
I mean, no, but I don't know how much teeth it has either. I don't know what this means. Yeah. Maybe, you know, this might be like people they work with. This isn't a mandate that they can just pass by signing something. I think it has to do with who DHS is going to be working with.
Because if you go to school, don't you have to show evidence that you get your vaccinations?
Well, yeah.
But so, like, somebody could say, well, because of this rule, I don't have to share that with my school or whatever because of my religious beliefs.
Exactly.
That's just fucking stupid, man. I mean, God. What's next? Guns in the classroom?
And screw the rest of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I don't believe in your God. I don't. I also don't want measles.
I believe in viruses.
Yes. Do you really? I believe in that too.
Meanwhile, some squeals today.
Ooh.
Although one of their favorite foils has also been dumped off of Facebook. Facebook,
yes,
has permanently banned a host of prominent figures described as dangerous,
yes,
from the platform, including right-wing commentator, former Breitbart News editor Milo Yiannopoulos.
Bye-bye.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Oh, shit.
And Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. So
okay.
That's one where they're like, well, he should... Wait a minute. We like him getting kicked off.
Is that bullshit?
Farrakhan
getting kicked off?
No, he's kind of an asshole, too.
Yeah.
I lived really close to him for a while in South Side of Chicago. He lived in Beverly, yeah.
Were you friends or
less
anything?
Less than a mile away.
Did you guys play tennis?
We did not.
Okay.
Though I knew somebody who knew one of his kids.
Oh, okay.
The platform said it has determined that those figures are dangerous.
Yes.
Remove them under the policy barring individuals, blah, 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 that promote hateful or violent messages.
Shit, man. Alex Jones must be beside himself.
They also removed neo-Nazi Paul Nealon, who previously ran as a Republican for the House, for Paul Ryan's House seat in Wisconsin.
Nine!
He lost, shockingly. They also permanently banned far-right activist Laura Loomer.
No shit.
Who had herself chained to the, or handcuffed to Twitter's offices.
Yes.
And they also banned conservative YouTuber Paul Joseph Watson. That's,
is he a Nazi?
He's the British editor of InfoWars. Remember?
Oh God. Yes. 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 Is this the end of InfoWars? Will we not be blessed with any more clips from Alex Jones?
He's still going, but
right,
he's having a hard time. His butt hurt. He's back out on the street with a megaphone.
Right. Hey, Zuckerberg, good job getting these nutballs off your platform. Why didn't you do that in 2015? You know,
you're
just
right.
Wondering.
Because they were making lots of rubles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We also have in the news.
Yes.
There's a God, they're squealing. There's what's the magazine where Pete Buttigieg and his husband are on the cover of Time, I believe it is.
I thought it was Jugs.
And they're, you know, the conservatives are losing, yes, their tiny little minds, of course.
Right.
Because it says first family.
Oh, God.
Like, you know, this could be our first family.
Would having a gay president would help our country, right? Would make us evolve, maybe? Would it enlighten some people? Would it, I don't know, make people less homophobic?
I mean, one would hope, but who the fuck knows? I would have never thought Trump would possibly win.
Oh, my God, yeah. What has he done for our country? Has he made us less homophobic?
To our country. There's a lot of stories out there about the Chastin, C-H-A-S-T-E-N, Buttigieg, the potential first husband.
Yeah.
And there's a story over at Washington Post that says, Chastin Buttigieg has been a homeless community college student and a Starbucks barista. Now he could be a first gentleman. Also a theater major.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's great. I don't know. Do we need a theater major?
29-year-old former drama teacher.
Oh, awesome.
Husband of the mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
See, I think this would be good for our country. It really would be. It would. I mean, because how do you put up with these politicians with this anti-gay bullshit? You know, if our president is gay. You know,
we'll watch. I mean, if it happens, if it happens, just watch the homosexual agenda. Whatever that means.
Well, I'll tell you what it means. Human rights. Same thing with the trans agenda.
To them, I don't know what... I'm still confused as to what it means.
Well, to them, who knows what it fucking means? These people, these evangelicals, are all tied up in this sky god bullshit. You know? And they believe some things about their weird-ass religion, but not everything.
He stands out among the 2020 potential first spouses.
Yes.
For reasons other than the fact that he's a man married to a man, or that he's a millennial married to a millennial, or that this campaign is happening during the first year of their marriage, or that he's not yet 30.
Yeah.
He's also the son of working class Midwesterners, a first generation college graduate, a guy who took a second job at Starbucks so he could have health care. Of the life story he tells includes bullying, estrangement, homelessness, and sexual assault.
Buttigieg, his husband, is not 30.
29.
He's 29. Wow.
Buttigieg is only 37.
Okay. I think it would be great to have a first gentleman or whatever you're going to call it. I think that's great. Yeah. First family. That would be good for America. Right now, we have a first Nazi.
It is Time Magazine, by the way.
Yes.
The cover headline, First Family, the unlikely, untested, and unprecedented campaign of Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Damn!
Will be the next cover of Time.
Right. What is he ranking in the polls right now? Is he second or third?
No. Biden, Bernie... Elizabeth Warren, then right. Him, I think.
Oh, okay.
The last one I saw.
Cool.
But we shall see.
Yes. A lot of great candidates. Jeez. Look who the Republicans trotted out last time. I mean, just nutballs.
And the Republicans, the conservatives, again, losing their minds. Yeah.
Who was the person that the Republicans trotted out? She was crazy. She talked about the fetal chop shop shit. She was in charge of Hewlett-Packard. What was her name? I can't remember her fucking name.
Not HP. You're thinking of Meg Whitman or whatever, or Meg, whatever the hell her name was.
Yeah.
She was the HP person.
Okay.
But the other one was Carly Fiorina.
That's right. That's right.
Who Trump said was ugly. during the primaries, and then he was like, you know, she's got a very beautiful face. Look at that face.
I don't think we should elect anybody that's got crazy self-portraits of themselves. Like Donald Trump has that nutty portrait in the tennis sweater. It's very strange.
Some of the comments at the Hill. When someone's only credential is I'm gay, they aren't worth the time. That's not his only credential.
My God, how insulting, you fucking dickhead. By the way, it is his only credential if you're a fucking homophobe, because that's all you see.
This person says, you may have skipped the part where he was a mayor, a Rhodes Scholar, an Afghanistan veteran, a naval intelligence officer, speaks seven languages.
And he signed something the other day, right? He sent some message to someone using American Sign Language.
Oh, did he? I didn't see
it. Yeah. It was cool.
I can spell.
Right.
In sign language. That's about it.
Yeah. That's cool.
And a few words.
Right. Like what? What are the words that you know?
I know how to say motherfucker. I know how to say my name is.
Right.
I know how to say, okay. How are you? Hello.
Yes. That. He's doing them now. It doesn't matter. This is a podcast.
Deaf. I know how to make the sign for deaf.
Okay.
Because when I played tennis against Robert Schleifer, he's not listening because he's deaf.
Right.
He's an actor in Chicago.
Yes.
And you guys
played tennis?
Once. And I signed to him that he was a deaf motherfucker.
Oh, geez.
A couple of times.
Did you beat him?
Yes.
Bam!
So there you go. That's and another comment. This is great. And Pete Buttigieg didn't even have to make up his own fake time cover.
Right. And hanging in his fucking country club.
Trump said something yesterday about having the most Time magazine covers of any president. Not by half. Nixon, by far, had the most. It's another lie.
Well, it makes you think that he believes that some of those fake Time magazine covers that he has are real.
Right. I have the most covers. I had them printed up myself.
Aren't they hanging all over his clubs?
No, I think they took them down. But yes, they were hanging around the clubs. Fake Time magazine covers.
I don't think that's crazy. I mean, how does he know? Maybe he doesn't know they were fake, some of them.
You think maybe some toadies are just putting shit? Well, what do you mean? How does he not know it's fake?
Listen.
He would know if he was on the cover of Time or not.
He goes in his room. He eats McDonald's. He watches Fox News. That's all he knows.
Well, as president, yeah.
I mean, if somebody hands you a framed...
You think he watched Fox when he was not president? You think he cared about politics at all?
No. Oh, you're right. Fuck no.
Except there was a brown guy in the White House
Yay.
That insulted him at the correspondents' dinner. I watched that again the other day.
Obama's speech was amazing.
Shredding him and Donald sitting there fuming.
Right.
That's why we have what we have now. It's Obama's fault.
Because that
it is
moment,
Obama's fault.
Well, I mean.
Because he pissed off Trump.
Yeah. Spiteful.
Sad little man.
And he's not doing the correspondents' dinner this year, right? There's nothing.
It was the night of his Wisconsin hate rally. He had scheduled a competing event.
Yes. How classy.
Well, typical.
Yeah.
Also in the news, thanks for joining us, by the way.
Yes.
Holy shit, look at the time. Gosh.
Oh, fuck.
Flying through the show today.
Yay.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out, you can do so by buying shit you're going to buy at Amazon through our link.
Right.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. It takes you to Amazon. You buy your shit, and we get a little commissione.
We get paid, baby.
Cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
And by the way, on Amazon, another bird feeder has been purchased. That is anti-squirrel.
Exactly. We will be testing the theory that it's anti-squirrel, because that motherfucker this morning was doing recon. I caught him in the window box.
He's trying to get the seed in that cage.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Trump is a fucking idiot.
Didn't Lindsey Graham give a speech about Ted Cruz when he was wasted?
Oh, yeah.
That
damn. You could kill Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate.
Trump is a fucking idiot. Trump is a fucking idiot.
Come on, Lindsey.
And have the trial in the Senate.
Yes.
And not get convicted.
That was his best work. He was good. That speech was fucking great.
He was lit.
Yeah, well... It worked.
He was drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the night they got the compromise on him.
Ooh.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
Cheney is trending on the Twitter.
Is he of this world still?
Or we would be admonished by Chris Matthews of MSNBC, because he always likes to point out to everyone that it's pronounced Cheney.
Is it really?
He swears it is. You know, it's supposed to be, you know, you're not supposed to pronounce Cheney. That's how you pronounce it.
Isn't it funny
how it's an Irish thing?
Right, right. Isn't it funny how some people just get a hard on for one little fact they know and they just won't let it go? It's Cheney. Does he tell everybody that?
Every time they talk about Cheney, he says, you know, Cheney. Yeah, that's how you say it. Cheney. That's how you really say it in the old country. Cheney.
Well, Chris Matthews regularly hits on the same subjects often, like the Kennedys. He likes the Kennedys. Something else, too. I don't know. The Romanovs, when he's talking about the Trump family, right?
Oh, every time, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Romanovs. There's a, for some reason, there's a Dick Cheney saying, oh, well, this is Joe Biden.
Oh, wow. Saying something about Dick Cheney.
Joe Biden.
First of all, I actually like Dick Cheney for real. I get on with him. I think he's a decent man. When I went to see him, I didn't talk to him before.
That's
a decent man.
That's the clip that's going on out there from 2015.
Okay.
When Jolton Joe was still vice president. And
did we lose our mind when he said that?
The wistful, wonderful days when Barack Obama was president.
A decent man. Hey, Joe, give that guy a call who got his face shot off when they were hunting for birds or some bullshit. How did Dick Cheney?
Cheney is trending right now because of this little clip. But
how did Cheney shoot his friend's face off? How did he do that?
I wasn't there.
Right.
So
I'm glad you weren't.
That's what
you'd be faceless.
Chris Hayes tweeted that clip and said Dick Cheney was the architect of war crimes, but okay.
Yeah, a decent man.
Yeah,
see, it makes me nervous when Joe Biden says he's a decent man, because I'm like, God, dude.
And we knew it at that time. This is 2015. This wasn't like 2004, right after they lied us into that war.
Well, because that's white privilege, right? Because that's Joe Biden, an old white guy looking at another old white guy and just disregarding everything he knows about him. Because, like, hey, look, that's an old white guy just like me.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So Alex Jones also trending on the Twitter for finally getting totally banned from Facebook with Louis Farrakhan.
Is he going on a diatribe, do you think?
And others.
Is he going to take the high road?
I'm sure.
They're coming at us again. Yay!
I'm here!
Yeah.
And I've never felt more alive than getting ready like a big old juggernaut. They just loaded up with fuel and pulled the pin on to get ready to come after all you people.
Jeez, okay. Thank you.
Alex Jones, everybody.
Wow.
Also in the news.
I mean, if you did how long is this show? 4 hours a day?
Who, his?
Alex Jones. I mean, he's on for a good chunk.
3 or 4, yeah, something like that.
I mean, you'd have to be kind of nuts to just talk into a microphone by yourself for 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you would say some whacked out shit every now and then.
Rush Limbaugh?
Yes.
Does the same thing.
Right, right. But he says some crazy shit.
Sure. We say some crazy shit probably to people don't agree with us.
Yeah, but you know what?
They'd
honestly,
lose their minds if they listen to
but
Faithless Friday.
Yeah, but really, fuck them.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
More stories of rifts.
Ooh,
growing over at Fox, quote, news, unquote.
Oh shit.
As described at Raw Story as a state of crisis.
Damn.
Over at Faux News.
I don't understand. This should be the glory days for them. Trump is president. You got your totalitarian in there.
Well, but they have a couple of real news people still left. And,
oh, please.
And, you know, they're not having it.
Why don't they fire them or something?
They say management is caught between trying to maintain peace with advertisers.
Okay.
Who are increasingly upset and unwilling to fund the inflammatory rhetoric of the non-newsy shows like Fucker Carlson,
right?
Like Fourth Reich Barbie,
Fox and Friends,
Laura Ingraham, Fox and Fiends,
yes,
and of course the King Testicle Latherer,
ooh, yes,
Sean Hannity,
the man with no neck.
The management is stuck between trying to assuage the advertisers,
right,
and suck the nipple action of all of these big stars on their show, on their, because those are everybody, all the deplorables watch.
But we discussed like how Fox News, aren't there rumblings that they're going to change? That they think the party is over with this right wing conservative nut job bullshit?
Well, we probably have to wait for Rupert Murdoch to perish.
Yes.
And for the overall decency level of the universe to raise.
Yeah, yeah.
How
old is he though?
147.
Well, he's not dying. He's Voldemort.
80s.
Jesus
Maybe
Christ.
90. I mean, he's way up there.
Quit doing cardio.
Ongoing disaster for Trump, that is the fallout from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, is only bringing the conflict to a head, with Fox anchor Chris Wallace in particular calling out Attorney General William Barr as well as his own colleagues for not holding Barr to account.
Do you think Chris Wallace just doesn't want to be shown in the history books as some nutball that just towed the president's line?
Ken Starr was on with Chris Wallace.
Yes.
And Ken Starr was defending Barr, saying, well, the information he provided was accurate. He summarized it perfectly.
God damn.
Quote, but the key is, did you get something wrong? Were you misleading or inaccurate? Is something you said false? And there Bill Barr gets a 100% grade, an A+. And then Chris Wallace said, I disagree respectfully.
Right.
On March 24th, Barr sent his letter to Congress with his, not summary,
yes,
but bottom line conclusions from the Mueller report. On March 28th, Barr receives a letter from Mueller basically saying, I don't think you accurately characterized this. Then on April 9th, Barr is up testifying before Congress, and he's specifically asked by Charlie Crist, congressman from Florida, blah, 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 blah. Right, and Barr says, no, I don't. Wallace says, well, obviously he did.
Yeah. I mean, because what is going to happen is, if you're a commentator and you say you're just not calling out the obvious lies in the Trump administration, people are going to play you on old clips and say, hey, look at this idiot.
So then Fourth Reich Barbie was on the phone with one of these shows.
Yes.
And here she is bitching about what Chris Wallace said. Wait. Now they're sniping at each other.
Right. Fourth Reich Barbie.
Laura Ingraham.
Laura Ingraham.
This is, we await the Attorney General's appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee. That should be happening any moment now. Laura Ingraham joins us now over the phone. Laura, we see images of William Barr leaving his home this morning en route to Capitol Hill. This is all set to begin shortly.
This is before the, obviously, before the hearing.
I'm sure you've got a lot to say on this, but it's really setting up to be quite a morning. What do you expect?
Sandra, the meltdown on the other cable channels last night as we were broadcasting the Ingraham angle was something really for the ages. We had in special counsel Mueller someone who's worked in law enforcement at the highest levels for decades. We have someone in Bill.
Okay.
God damn.
She goes on to say, I think Bill Barr is going to get roasted today by the Democrats. I know Chris Wallace at the top of your hour was indicating that, I guess, he kind of agrees with these other cable networks. And this was that this was an attempt by the DOJ to spin what the conversation was between Barr and Mueller. So I don't know if Chris Wallace has information that I don't have, but that he is saying that Barr is perpetuating a lie about this conversation between him and Mueller.
Chris Wallace,
believe it.
Chris Wallace is reporting on what Bob Mueller said.
And
yeah,
we have it on tape.
What other information does she need?
Right.
It's crazy.
So then later, again, Chris Wallace had to shut down two other Fox hosts.
Jesus.
Sandra Smith, Martha McCallum. Martha said, clearly, when you look at the letter, Bob Mueller was concerned about the public perception of his team. He did make that very clear. Oh, no. Smith then said he did make that very clear, William Barr, that when he called Mueller to ask him about his concern in that letter, none of that was concerned about accuracy. That's not true.
It was all about accuracy, yeah. Right? Didn't he say he was misleading the public or mischaracterizing the report?
And then Chris Wallace said, I know that is what Barr said.
Okay.
But I don't think if you read what we got today was we finally got a copy of the letter Mueller sent to Barr. When he read that letter, there's really a lot in it. This is Chris Wallace trying to say, we have facts now.
Because
that belie the bullshit you just said.
Because the guy that wrote the report wrote a letter to a guy that wrote a summary about the report saying your summary was garbage.
Yeah.
What more do you need?
And all of these U.S. attorneys and attorneys general and state's attorneys and prosecutors and all these people, all the pundits were saying that it is utterly unheard of that someone, a prosecutor of especially of Mueller's stature, with a staff of 18 angry Democrats, would 18 people would put together 2 years of work, spend millions and millions of dollars, hand it over basically to his boss, who then says, okay, thanks, later, bye, see ya.
It's crazy.
I got it. It's my baby now, to quote him yesterday, Barr.
His baby?
They said they absolutely always would have met with the boss.
Right.
To discuss the findings, to discuss what he's going to put out, to discuss everything. It literally was, thanks, Bob, bye.
I mean, it's crazy. You're right. Bob Mueller spends a long fucking time compiling this report, very high profile.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they have a meeting?
Well, that would have been SOP. Standard operating procedure.
Right. You know, it's funny. I get that abbreviation in email sometime from a certain coworker, and I have to Google it every now and then because I can't remember.
If it's a coworker, I think it is. I apologize for using that reference.
Oh, God damn. SOP this.
Chris Wallace, later delivers a smackdown on his own peeps,
right?
Saying, I know there are some people who don't think this March 27th letter is a big deal, and some opinion people who appear on this network.
Damn.
Who may be pushing a political agenda.
Right.
But, you know, we have to deal in facts. And the fact is that this letter from the special counsel was a clear indication that he was upset, very upset, with the letter that had been sent out by the attorney general and wanted it changed, or at least wanted it added to.
You know, Chris Wallace doesn't want to be thought of as fucking Hannity.
Right.
That's the deal. That's
Shep
what's going
Smith
on here.
Rang in.
Oh, yeah?
And said, it's been my experience that when lawyers go to paper, as they put it, it's not that they want the person in question to know. It's that they want everybody to know.
Bam!
They want people to know that they believe what the attorney general did was mislead the people and create a false narrative.
Was the letter being leaked? Is that the turning point in all this fucking bullshit?
Holy shit. I mean, until the next turning point in all this bullshit.
But the report, this fucking report was delivered. And Bob Barr wrote the bullshit summary. And
Bill Barr did, too.
Right. Oh, God damn. So embarrassing. Yeah. Anyway, then he writes a letter and he basically calls out the attorney general.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
And then somebody leaks that letter.
Oh, yes.
I have a feeling it wasn't anybody over at the DOJ.
Right. Who? Wait. Who the fuck do you think leaked it?
Mueller.
Mueller, right? You think he leaked it himself?
Or somebody with Mueller's team.
Right.
I don't know who was CC'd on that letter.
How do you leak a letter? I mean, do you think? Does he email it to somebody?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, or you can call a reporter.
Yeah.
That one reporter, I don't even know how he did it, but he said, I don't have a copy of the letter, but I saw it.
No shit.
So he might have met with somebody who had their phone or their iPad and was like, here you go.
Look,
he read
shit.
The whole thing. He then reported on it. And then, because of the public outcry, the DOJ decided to release said letter.
Yeah.
Right before Barr's testimony.
Will there be a movie about this?
Sure.
That is as good as The President's Men. All The President's Men. Fuck it. All The President's Men.
I hope so.
Wow. That's a great
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Yeah, I've studied history. I know what I'm talking about.
Is that an argument? That's not an argument for gay people in the military. It's an argument against.
Correct. Because remember, he says, because things have changed now. You got guerrilla fighting and everything.
Oh, yeah,
you can't be. You can't be blowing loads right before you're walking around in the favelas and everything.
Well, it sounds like, though, the favelas. It sounds like he's talking about these guys that show up for the jack-offs as good people, you know? They relax you before battle.
I think he was saying you could get away with it back then. I don't think he's disparaging the Greeks, you know, releasing a little tension. I think he's saying you can't do that now with, you know, airport the way it is.
Right.
You can't do that shit.
Boy, that's insane.
You got to be ready at the moment's notice. You can't be trying to towel off.
How do you say that in an interview, though? How do you say that in an interview?
Well, I just played. I know.
I mean, you know, we do this show. We talk for hours on these fucking microphones. And every once in a while I say something as I'm hearing it coming out of my mouth. I'm like, what the fuck am I talking about? Every now and then. But damn, that thing Louis Gohmert said, I don't understand it. And the asparagus thing, that thing. Very strange.
Yeah. Don't cast aspersions on my asparagus.
He said that to Eric Holder, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Has that ever made sense to you?
No. Okay. And then Eric Holder brought it up another time.
Yeah.
When Louis was grilling him about something else and being a dick, and he said something about, how's your asparagus? How's your asparagus?
Right. Eric Holder doesn't take any shit.
Correct.
I mean, he said no to a subpoena, right? Because he said it was stupid.
Well, yeah.
God.
Yep.
Stupid. No.
I know you'll be surprised here.
Okay.
But I mean, this is like a blizzard of jizz.
Oh, okay.
In these two studios.
That's a skeet sleep.
Sean Hannity.
Yes.
Interviewing Lindsey Graham last night.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
I've said it before. I will say it again. Jim, call me Super Patriot. You have the right to remain silent. I suggest you kind of listen. Maybe you should stop writing op-eds, start looking in the mirror, and maybe beef up your legal team, which, by the way, you cleverly did with people that might have testified against you. Pretty smart. Clever. So-
what the fuck is he talking about?
He's talking about the op-ed that Jim Comey wrote yesterday in the New York Times that we read a little bit of, saying that Trump sucks your soul. If you're not really strong. And
but
and
Jim Comey can write an op-ed, right? Because he's not in the government anymore. If I remember correctly, he got fired.
But he's
right.
But QAnon says that he's going to be indicted like all the rest of them. Hillary and Obama and Rosalind Carter.
Rosalind Carter.
Yeah. They've been trying to get her for years.
What about Billy Carter?
Dead.
So maybe
they'll try to contact
him.
Your legal team, which, by the way, you cleverly did with people that might have testified against you. Pretty smart. Oh, clever. Joining us
now. How about your legal team, Sean?
Yeah, Michael Cohen.
Yeah.
You dickhead. Oh, you know what? This is what I hate. When these right-wing nut job dickheads laugh at their own jokes that aren't funny.
Correct.
He does that here. Oh, it's gross.
Now, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, he led today's hearing, did a phenomenal job. And I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, you and the attorney general get 1,000. That list that you went down, that's the headline. This is over. He's not changing his mind. And this is all beginning.
Lindsey's balls are empty right now.
And Hannity. After the hearing, they caught Lindsey in the hallway and they said, well, you know, are you going to request Bob Mueller to come in? And he said, no, it's done. We're done. We're done with this. It's done.
You know, that's what they said about Watergate, right? We got to move on for the good of the country.
Yeah. Well, Nixon said that. Nixon said that.
Well, yeah.
to all my friends on the other side, we gave Mueller 2 years to do his job. He had 19 lawyers. He had $25 million. He interviewed 500 people. He issued 2,000 subpoenas. He had plenty of opportunity without interference. The president gave him 1.5 million documents. Everybody around the president and on the president's campaign testified voluntarily. And here's what we know. There was no conspiracy between the Trump campaign.
What about the indictments?
Here we go.
But they're ignoring. What about all the indictments and the people that have been sentenced, that have been discovered of wrongdoing?
Yeah.
Is that
including
nothing?
Genital to genital, oral to genital, anal, genital, oral, anal.
Campaign in the Russians at all. The Mueller could not decide chose not to press forward on obstruction. I always thought the obstruction argument was absurd.
Shut up, Lindsey.
It is over. And the reason they're mad at Barr and me is because they didn't get the outcome they want. My friends on the other side want an outcome, and they don't care how they get it.
Fuck you. What lies?
Well, yeah. And if anybody wants an outcome and doesn't care how they get it, it's the administration.
It's team treason.
Yeah.
They wrote a bull. Remember that? I don't know if you remember this, but a long, long time ago, Team Treason wrote a bullshit report on an investigation, a bullshit investigation they did into the whole Russian thing, right?
Devin Nunes's memo that was going to blow up everything.
And they found nothing, and it was bullshit.
Fuck all.
Okay. How can this guy sit here and say they found nothing? If they found nothing, what the fuck is in those 400 fucking pages?
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Oh, God.
Don't cuss, Willow.
Shit. Fuck you, Willow. Fuck.
Don't cuss, Willow. And remember, that was a tape of when the Palins descended upon a party.
Yes.
In Wasilla.
Oh, my God. Drack
and Torque or Twunk or Twat.
I think it was Twunt. Twat
ripped his shirt off or unbuttoned his shirt to go fight the head of the party, and then the guy that was running the party. And then when the Popo were called, this was the tape of the Palin standing around talking to the police, and Willow said something about fucking something. And right. That was.
And the kids were in the limousine while they were fighting at this party, if I remember correctly.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. Big Hummer limousine they pulled up in.
Real trashy. Listen,
the trash brigade.
I've been to Alaska.
Wasilla.
I've been to Wasilla. And I don't think that you shouldn't make too much of that fight because shit like that kind of happens. I mean, people show up and just start fighting sometimes. Do you know what I mean? It's in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. So.
In Texas.
Fuck you.
Got a few minutes left here on the big old show. We'll be back tomorrow. It's Faithless Friday tomorrow, everybody.
Faithless.
A lot more Jesus coming for your holes kind of stories.
Dude, I got a good Faithless Friday story I found. Good. What the fuck?
Well, here's kind of one.
Yes.
It combines a couple of the usual Republican jerk fests.
Okay.
Lawmakers in Texas passed a bill in the state Senate yesterday which would give licensed gun owners the right to be armed in houses of worship. Unless a property specifically bans weapons.
Well, okay.
So if there's no sign up, you can carry your gun into church.
Is this a reaction to the synagogue shooting?
They're claiming.
They just want to fucking have guns somewhere.
Oh, yeah, they want more guns.
The NRA wants to have guns somewhere.
Sure.
That's why Florida is allowing teachers to have guns so we can get a back to school gun sale, right? More bullets.
The legislation would reduce penalties for licensed handgun owners who bring weapons into prohibited areas by mistake. Also,
why the fuck? God, is anybody protecting?
But it does increase the penalty from a misdemeanor to a felony. For any armed individual who refuses to leave a prohibited area after receiving a warning. So
yeah.
If a church has no guns allowed,
right.
Some asshole says, fuck you, my Second Amendment, I'm keeping it, I'm not leaving. Then it's a felony.
No shit.
If they refuse to leave.
I just want the GOP to care about me as much as they care about those guns.
No.
Or fetuses.
Good luck.
Or white fetuses.
Yeah, white fetuses. Sorry. Well, they care about brown fetuses, too, I think.
Do they really?
In theory.
Okay.
Again, in theory. So that's the story there. Congratulations to the Senate of Texas.
Yes.
People need jobs and everything, and you guys are making sure they can carry their guns into church.
Into church.
This is what they're passing in the States.
But if you believe in this sky god bullshit,
yeah.
Can't Jesus, I don't know, Jesus can't protect you from a mass shooting or something like that?
Well, can't you cast some shield spell?
I don't know. Or it's not bulletproof.
Some sort of magic spell or something?
Maybe if you worshiped Harry Potter. Now we're getting somewhere. There's some good spells in the Harry Potter books.
Harry Potter is factual. It's real because
absolutely.
I've been to King's Cross Station.
Oh, really?
London. Therefore, it's real.
Did he have one of those cool?
That's the same argument.
Oh,
absolutely. Every time some archaeologist discovers some town that had been mentioned in the Bible, they say, obviously, the Bible's more proof that the Bible's 100% true because they found that town that was mentioned in the Bible.
Or when some dickhead finds a piece of driftwood, and they're like, look, it's the ark.
Yeah.
Right? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Or the piece of the cross.
No, or...
the foreskin.
Yeah. A piece of... It's a... Jesus
it's
cack.
A lignified...
yes. A
piece
what?
Of the...
Lignified?
Turned into wood.
Oh. Ah! That's funny.
I believe. Lignification?
That's funny, though.
God, there's a historian who just, we were speaking of Jimmy Carter. I just saw, Jimmy Carter, pop up.
Yes.
In the headlines.
Right.
A historian, I think, history is going to be a lot kinder to Jimmy Carter than,
I think so.
Than, We are.
God damn. The Republicans talk about Jimmy Carter like he's a fucking devil.
Yeah, oh yeah. Worst president ever.
Jesus.
Until Obama.
Oh, yeah.
I heard
that
one a lot.
Well, Jimmy Carter's white.
The historian researching Carter's foreign policy initiatives concluded that his overseas policies were far more effective than people realized and were a key instrument in dismantling the power of the Soviet Union. And then Ronald Reagan came in and said,
"Oh God,
tear down this wall," and took credit for everything. What a shocker.
Wow. God. Well, he's a showman, right?
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Write something? Write some treaty? Negotiate something?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Also, here we got about 3 or 4 minutes left.
God, I can't wait to use that when people start bitching about Jimmy Carter. I'm going to shove that back right up their asshole.
Well, yeah. Well, and they don't seem to care about the fact that we found out that Reagan pulled a Nixon, like what Nixon did with fucking the Vietnam War. By secretly going behind committing treason, going behind the administration's back and telling the Vietnamese, don't sign that ceasefire with Johnson.
Right.
Wait till I'm president.
That's people.
Thousands more died.
Right.
Because of that.
Tens Troops
of thousands
died,
probably,
you know?
If you count the Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Reagan did the same thing with the Iran-Contra or not, the Iran hostages.
Yeah.
Hold off until
let me do it.
My inauguration day, and then release them, because then you'll be terrified of me.
Let them be hostages longer.
Yeah, yeah.
That's essentially what he fucking said.
How did we get on that? But anyway, the other headline is, I think we talked about this.
Yes.
But the Alabama House of Representatives,
fuck you,
there's the state of Alabama is ready to enact a law that would mean jail for doctors performing abortions, even in cases of rape and incest.
God. Well, okay, so you're a doctor. You want to help your patient. She wants health care. But if you give that to her, you go to jail.
The measure was approved by the Alabama House of Representatives.
Ugh.
Set prison terms at between 10 and 99 years for doctors who perform abortions. The only exception would be instances where the mother is at serious risk or where the child would not survive outside the womb because of some lethal condition.
Or,
so if you're raped by your father.
Yes.
And you have a baby. A product of that incest rape.
You gotta have the baby?
The Alabama Republicans want to strap you down to that bed and force you to carry that pregnancy to term.
One wacko right-wing nut job said something really fucked up about that. They're like little bun...
That narrows it down.
Yeah, but it was extraordinary. They said, like, I don't know, fuck. Like,
the measure still needs to be... approved by the Senate.
Yes.
Before it can be signed into law by Republican Governor Kay Ivey there. The proponents are blatant about it, saying they know it's unconstitutional, but we want this to get up to the Supreme Court so that Neil Gorsuch and the guy likes beer can squeeze friend. Can save the babies and overturn Roe versus Wade. And we can turn this place into the handmaid's tale that the Lord wants it to be.
Alabama needs adults. We know this.
Yes.
They need fucking adults. The National Guard had to make them allow black people to let black people into college, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Their governor flung himself in front of the school.
How embarrassing. Why, Alabama? Every time you need adults to come in and say, hey, you can't do that. That's fucking ridiculous.
The Alabama measure is seen as particularly draconian, but at least 28 states have introduced more than 300 different measures just since the start of this year.
Oh, my God.
Limiting abortion rights. Kentucky and Mississippi are two states that have banned abortions as soon as the fetus heartbeat is detectable or around the fifth or sixth week of pregnancy, often before the women even realize they're pregnant.
Alabama, listen to me.
That's Kentucky and Mississippi
okay.
are those, but all Alabama dickheads, says all of them.
Listen to me. An abortion is a woman's decision. That's her fucking business. That's her fucking vagina. That's not your fucking vagina. Leave it alone. That's how I think about it.
Well, right.
It's your right. It's your right to have an abortion.
Yes.
Good God, what is complicated about that?
Republicans cite their Bible, which, by the way, has a recipe.
No, yeah, yeah.
For abortion.
Right. Which I would go to a doctor. I don't know.
We got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's reconvene tomorrow on Faithless Friday at the same time, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then you can listen to us as a podcast, as always.
Yes.
On iTunes, on Stitcher, Spotify, or crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. His Instagram is RatedRComedy. Or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Viva
masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse.
I'm not going to blame myself, I'll be honest.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.